This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The Southwest Michigan Miracle League is launching a fundraising campaign this weekend to build a new baseball field in Schoolcraft. The group is seeking $1.1 million for a field that will allow people with disabilities to play baseball. Judd Hoff is the president of the board of directors for the Southwest Michigan Miracle League. Thank you very much for being here.
No, thanks for having me.
How did this idea get off the ground?
Well, my business partner, Josh Baird, and I own the Golf Dome in Schoolcraft, along with his lovely bride and her father. And we own indoor and outdoor sports facility there. And we had recently purchased 18 acres contingent to our property to the south on 131, and with a plan to develop it. We hadn't had any ideas yet when a gentleman, Bill Deming, who's the retired director of Parks and Recs from the city of Portage, approached us about the idea of building a miracle baseball field. Neither one of us had any idea what that was. So he, along with another Vicksburg resident, Dave Olson, took us up to Grand Rapids in the Rockford area to see one that was in existence there. In about 5 minutes, we turned to each other and said, "We have to do this." It was just so joyful, and the kids were so full of excitement. You hear nothing but joy coming off of this field. No one's yelling at the umps. Parents aren't heckling anybody. It's just glee. And to see these kids' faces as they're playing this game of baseball, we knew we had to do something like this.
So what disabilities will this field accommodate once it's completed?
All. So the intent here is we're creating an environment where anybody of any ability can come play. And so, you know, to break that down a little bit, visual impairment, mental disability, physical disability, and all that would encompass, kids can play here. So kids that are physically limited in any way, certainly kids that just need any kind of help at all that wouldn't typically be found in the Little League system can come play Little League with us.
So what do you do, for instance, to make sure that the field can work for someone who uses a wheelchair?
Well, the field design is one that has been used over 300 times in the United States. We are a member of the Miracle League, which is a nationwide organization. As I said, has built 300 of these. They have very strict design considerations that we must follow to be a member. Also, Bill Deming being on our board, in his experience with parks and recreations, he's very well versed in creating barrier-free environments that have all the safety measures in place to allow kids to participate. So I'm certainly not an expert in this area by any means, but we'll build it to the right design specifications. We've also been offered help from Disability Network to come out and give us guidance on any areas that we have questions on.
Visually impaired people can also play?
Yes.
Is there some sort of a special way that they hear the ball or something like that?
No. It's just the surface itself and access to the surface allows whatever they need to be able to play. I don't know at this point how we address the ball, but there are machines that some of those leagues have built that allow a person to just essentially push a button and it swings the bat for them. And we intend to try to do something similar.
All of us who have taken part in any sort of, you know, sports or physical activity or have our kids playing sports, we know that we kind of take on a bit of inherent risk. You hope to minimize it as much as possible. Do you take some extra measures in a place like this to try to ensure someone is not injured in the course of what they're supposed to be doing, enjoying baseball?
Yeah, so actually a very unique aspect of the Miracle League is that every player is paired up with a buddy. And the buddy is a volunteer from the community. Typically, it's kids from travel baseball, Little League, the college baseball teams and softball teams, and then church groups, corporations will send teams of people. And those buddies are paired up with their player for the day, and they're there for their assistance and safety. And they get briefed ahead of time on what their responsibilities are. And the field up in Grand Rapids right now has, I believe, a 2-year waiting list for people to volunteer.
And again, you mentioned that this is going to be constructed near the Sports Dome. So
yeah.
Maybe if you can just maybe visualize this a little bit, kind of give people a mental picture of where this is.
So if you're driving south on 131 towards Schoolcraft, to the west side of the street, you'll see a big white dome sticking up right behind Wendy's north of Schoolcraft. And just beyond that, there's an old farm field that's empty, and that's where it'll go.
Do you think that in some way...
Or I said west, I meant east.
East.
Sorry,
right, okay,
I was coming
right.
the wrong direction.
Yeah.
East side of 131.
Do you think in some way you might be calling attention to the idea that even though people might have a disability, physical activity and physical activity, you know, physical, you know, playing sports, those sort of things are still important to them?
Yeah. When I said we were hooked in 5 minutes when we went to watch this, what ran through my mind in watching the kids running from home plate to first base was the joy and glee on their faces. Was the same as any kid. These kids have the same dreams and desires to play athletics. They have heroes, and it was fascinating for me just to see how joyful they are to be outside, to be able to participate on a team, to experience the camaraderie of a team, and to play the sport. I mean, the foundation of sports is a tremendous place to learn a lot of things about the rest of your life. And this is just an opportunity for this group of athletes to be able to participate as well.
This is at WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Judd Hoff is the president of the board of directors for the Southwest Michigan Miracle League. The group is planning a baseball field in Schoolcraft that will allow people with disabilities to play baseball. The Southwest Michigan Miracle League is hosting a kickoff event this weekend at the Sports Dome in Schoolcraft.
So you're starting the fundraising efforts this Saturday with the event at the Sports Dome. How much money do you need to raise?
Well, we need about $1.1 million to build the field and to improve the property and get an access drive off of 131. That's everything. That's bleachers and scoreboard and an announcing booth. And we need somewhere less than that just to get the field in play and allow us to start playing the game. But yeah, we kick off this weekend. We just received our 501c3 exemption from the IRS 2 weeks ago. Fred Upton's office was a great help in getting us to expedite that. And we will have this event at the Dome. It's a family event. Everybody can come and enjoy. We're going to have a wiffle ball tournament, cornhole, concessions. People can whack golf balls. We have an outdoor golf range there and a putting green. We just hope families will come join us and enjoy it.
Do you have a timeline for when you want to have the money raised?
Yeah, originally we really wanted to break ground this fall. Getting our tax exemption took a lot longer than we expected, so we're a little bit behind, and it's probably more likely that it'll be next spring that we'll break ground. And once we do, it'll only take about 3 to 4 months to build it.
So presumably by fall of 2020, you might have this thing up and running?
Well, we would hope a year from now we'd be starting games. So we'd break ground next spring.
Okay. I guess I thought break ground 3-4 months was how I was calculating that you'd be playing.
Hopefully
games.
Next summer we could start our first games.
You mentioned that in Grand Rapids there's this long waiting list right now for people to use the field. Do you have a sense maybe from people in the community what sort of demand is sort of pent up right now in this part of Southwest Michigan?
What we've heard from the leader in the Grand Rapids organization is that they're drawing children from almost 100 miles away to come play. So the closest field for Southwest Michigan is the one in Grand Rapids. There's also one in Lansing, then there's a handful over in the Detroit area. There's nothing in northern Indiana or Ohio. So kids from those areas are driving long distances. So in our search for information on this, what Kay Risa has told us is that there's probably about 4,600 children in Southwest Michigan that would qualify to be able to play on the field. So that's a large number. And so we hope to alleviate some of the driving for the kids that are heading north and then and start pulling kids from this area as well as further south and to the east.
I realize it may be hard to quantify it in this way just yet, but do you think you'd be using it several times a week, weekends, et cetera? I mean, do you have that sort of game plan in mind yet?
Well, the league for the Miracle League itself will run weekend games just like any little league would. They usually run two seasons, about 6 to 8 weeks for each season. We hope to have 10, 12 teams in those leagues. So it's a pretty short period of time. But beyond that, our hope, and we've already received some questions from other groups, but there's the potential for like an old Codgers league to play on the field, a disabled veterans league. Certainly, we'll open it up for other activities to groups like Special Olympics, if they want to run a kickball tournament. So our hope would be we'd get more use out of it beyond the Miracle League. But the primary driver here is to get the Miracle League up and running.
So you're looking to raise $1.1 million. As you mentioned, other places have been successful in recruiting volunteers. But would you also be starting that process now of trying to find people who would volunteer to help out with this once it's up and running?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we won't need the buddy volunteer group until we're up and running, so probably a year from now. But in the meantime, we really need help with the fundraising. One of our board members, Josh Will, is leading our fund development effort. He's recruiting members to build a fund development committee to kick off our formal fundraising efforts. Thus far, we have a youth board that is hosting this event this weekend. Our youth board is the only ones that have done any fundraising so far, and they've raised just over $1,000 already.
As you say, you just recently got your exemption from the IRS.
Yep.
How important do you think it is that people just know about this? In other words, do you think that if you get the word out, that people are going to have the reaction that you had when you saw this going on in Grand Rapids?
Well, I would hope so. But I think we do need to get a lot of community awareness. That's why we're holding the event we're having this weekend, just to get people out there to see what we're doing. We'll be making, obviously, formal approaches to the area foundations, to businesses, and to individuals as well.
You anticipate you might do some other events, too, in the community where you get people out?
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't planned any yet, but we certainly expect that we'll be doing that. So by way of example, you're here at WMU, Billy Gernon, the baseball coach, is well aware of what we're doing, and he's been in contact with us and is ready to help us with any event that we would like to do.
Judd Hoff is the president of the board of directors for the Southwest Michigan Miracle League. Links with more details about their plans for a baseball field in Schoolcraft that will accommodate people with disabilities, and this weekend's event to kick off a $1.1 million fundraising campaign can be found at WMUK.org. You can subscribe to WMUK's West Southwest podcast through Apple iTunes and by searching podcasts in Google Music. There you can leave a rating and write a review. You can also find West Southwest at our website, WMUK.org, and through the WMUK app. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.